Blog Talk Radio. precious Lamb of God. You are now turning to the hardest hitting, amen, telecast, broadcast on the internet, the Wednesday night Lamb of God. Amen. I am your, not a host, but a messenger, Prophet Yehoshua Brown. I am the visionary of Shofars of Glory Global Fellowship, where we preach the pure, unadulterated word of God in its purest form, the apostles' doctrine, apostolically, prophetically, amen, the mysteries of the kingdom of God, salvation unto all that Jesus Christ is Lord. I bear witness that there is no God except one. I bear witness that the eternal Father has sent his beloved Son unto the world, amen, as a sacrifice, amen. He said, amen, he was the Son of God, amen. He still is the Son of God. He's the Messiah as revealed in the scriptures, amen, according to Isaiah 53, Psalm 22. He was that prophet that Moses spoke of in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. He is the Son of God. Amen. I know the Muslims like to say, amen, that Allah has no partners. And I will say that you're right. Allah has no partners. And Allah does not have a partner named Jesus because Allah is not Jesus' Father. So, amen, this right here is a hard-hitting program because I don't know what is going to be taught. I don't know what's going to be preached. And guess what? I don't have a message. Jesus do. Amen. And one thing about Jesus, he never disappoints. Well, all right, get your notepads and your pencils, I guess. Probably next week or the week after, we're going to start a Bible teaching, either on the book of Luke, because one of the queens had concerns about the book of Luke. I want to get into that. But we never finished up the book of Matthew study, and that is bothering me. So we have a choice between studying Matthew, Luke, Revelations, Daniels. So you people of God, you let me know, what would you like to study? What would you like to hear? Wednesday night Bible study is not only for Shofars of Glory, but for the many people who follow this ministry around the world. We have people as far as Hawaii listening in for the Lamb of God. Many people write and contact the ministry, said they appreciate sound doctrine teaching. So first, I'd like to honor God, who's the head of my life, and I'd like to honor my beloved partner, amen, Pastor Nathan Hill, amen, of Nathan on the Spot. Amen. I thank God for hooking me up with a man of God, amen, that very sound, amen. Older man of God who's seen the glory of God. I thank God that God would have me in covenant with an older man of God that have seen the mountaintop, amen, who have seen the glory of God. How many people know, amen, if you're going to go up the mountain to the glory, you better go up the mountain with somebody who's been there, amen? Because on this journey, if you find yourself going up the mountain with folk, amen, who are going after the things of God, but they haven't seen the glory, then they might try to hinder you from getting up there, huh? So we're going to sanctify these lines. And I'd like to honor the Eternal Father Yahweh. I'd like to honor him, amen, as Jehovah Jireh, my provider. I'd like to honor him as Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Makadesh, Jehovah Shalom, Rohai, Rofi, Tiskenu, and Shema. I'd like to honor him as El Shaddai, El Elyon, El Alam, El Barat, El Haroi, El Hasim, in the name of Jesus Christ. In other words, he's the God of my creation covenant, and he's the everlasting God, the exalted one, most high, and God of the mountain. So I like to honor him in the name of Jesus Christ, and I like to honor the other half of me, amen, my beloved wife, amen, prophetess, elect lady, Tanya, amen. I love you as Christ loved the church, amen. She's traveling, taking the prophets back home, amen. I'd like to honor Prophet Dominique Addison, amen, and Prophetess Addison, my God. We had fellowship and broke bread, and the glory of God fell. Amen. Fell right in my home. And you can't even have fellowship without the Holy Ghost showing up and just showing out. Amen. And we all was on the floor, sounding shofars and tallits everywhere. So we bless God in the name of Jesus Christ. I would like to say publicly that Prophet Dominique, he received my mantle a couple days ago. I have not made the official announcement, but I guess this is now the time. Prophet Dominique has the mantle of Prophet Yehoshua Brown. Amen. And he's already shifted. And amen. I look for God to do even more as he has done in my life. Amen. And the life of him and his wife. Amen. That their ministry, amen, will go to unmeasurable heights in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. If you're going to walk with somebody, amen, you better be prepared for the warfare that comes with walking with the glory. Amen. So we're going to get into it, amen. If I had to use for a theme tonight, the theme for tonight, I guess, is going to be, if you can't make the devil bleed, cut yourself with the word of God. Yeah, it's going to be kind of tight tonight, I know. Well, I need God's presence. I don't know about you, but I need God's presence in everything that I do. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, I ask that the word and meditation of my heart be guided by the Holy Spirit. I ask, God, that you walk and lead and guide me, that I may minister to the needs of your people. I ask, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, that you give me the eyes of an eagle in the spirit, God. God, if you got to step on some toes, God, do what you got to do, God. If you got to cut, God, do what you got to do, God, to bring your people in alignment, God, to stir somebody else up tonight, God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, give me the ears of an owl in the spirit, God. Give me the nose of a bear in the spirit and the heart that beats after you, God, and the mind of Christ, God. I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, stir your people up tonight, God. Every heart and heart I command to become softened to the presence of Almighty God in the name of Jesus Christ. I command in the words of God shall go and rest in your heart tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. And God, we ask that your angels be released and take authority over everything that tried to hinder this broadcast, God. Anoint every iPhone, iPad, anoint every tablet, anoint every desktop, anoint every cell phone, iPhone, Samsung, Galaxy, Note, Rabo Siki Babo Shata. Anointed tonight, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let no word fall to the ground, God. And if it look like it's on the way to the ground, God, shift it so it line right back up to them, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, Holy Spirit, show out. Demonstrate your power. Demonstrate your glory. New Testament. Here a little, there a little. Line upon line. Precept upon precept. I ask it in the name of Jesus. And I come in no other name but the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let all of God's people say, amen, amen. Now, we live in a time unlike no other in this present dispensation, amen. In this dispensation of grace, amen, it is very popular to be politically correct instead of spiritually correct. Because you see, everybody wants to be politically correct, but nobody wants to be spiritually correct, amen. We got a lot of people that like to attack prophets in this hour and don't know that, amen, that this situation with our beloved prophet Brian Kahn, that this situation, amen, was orchestrated by the enemy to get you to doubt the prophetic voice in the earth realm. So now, in this hour, nobody wants to be spiritually correct. But the thing that I tell you tonight, that we as the people of the Most High God, we don't want to offend people, so we place Jesus on the back burner. Some people have forgotten all about the life that was laid down on Calvary. And if I want to ask you who today is on the Lord's side, I'm going to stand at the gate, amen, like Moses, amen, and I'm going to ask you who's on the Lord's side, because it seems today that, amen, that man has an excuse for everything, on everything from why they remain stagnant in their growth or remain on the same level in contact, amen, and content with the same adversity and the same adversary running rampant in their life. So tonight, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, as we examine the excuses and as we examine the principles, I'm going to use for a theme, if you can't make the devil bleed, my God, cut yourself with the word of God. Well, since you got your notebooks, amen, number one reason we refuse to make the devil bleed, well, because a lot of us refuse to believe who we are in Christ Jesus. Or to be honest, a lot of us don't know who we are in Christ Jesus. So to justify our actions, amen, our ways when we do what we want to do, instead of doing what God says to do, we're going to come up with excuses like, well, I'm not perfect, prophet. Ain't nobody perfect. Well, let's examine the scriptures, amen, and see what the word of God says. The Bible declares, amen, in Genesis. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and 27, the Bible declares and said, God said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish and the sea, over all the earth, and every creepy thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, God created he, him, male and female, he created them. Now hold it right there. First of all, amen, if you're telling me tonight that ain't nobody on the earth realm perfect, that we all got something going on, amen, well, let me tell you something. When I got born again, I was made in the image of God. When I got born again, amen, I took off an old nature, amen. When I got born again, amen, I took off, amen, a corruptible seed, and I put on incorruptible seed. When I got born again, amen, my God, I translated out of the spirit of darkness, out of the kingdom of darkness, into the marvelous light. When I got born again, amen, I got born, amen, into a system of blessing and a way out of system of curses, amen. When I got born again, hallelujah, Jesus, I got born into life, because he came to give me life more abundantly. When I got born again, the Bible says, let us make man in our image. Don't you know our image is the Elohim, the creator of God, the God who says in our image, God's image ain't a flawed image. Say it with me tonight. God's image, amen, is not a flawed image, amen. And if anything flawed about God is your perception of who you think God is and who he isn't, amen. Let me tell you something. Man is flawed, but ain't nothing flawed about God. God don't put a messed up nature in you, amen. God don't put a nature in you, amen, that's going to have you doing the same thing over again, amen, because he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. How faithful are you going to be to the charge? How faithful you're going to be to the calling, amen, that I put on your life, amen. Because the mantle that I put on your life, it comes with a price, amen. The price of saying yes, you may have to walk alone. The price of saying yes, you might have to cry sometimes at night. The price of saying yes, amen, you may have to go through hell, amen. But don't stop, amen. You keep going, amen. Hallelujah, because if you stop in the middle of what you're going through, you'll never get out with a testimony, amen. Yeah, you tell me, amen, nobody's perfect, amen, but my Bible tells me differently. God, he who is perfect, created us in his image. He created us in his likeness, amen, and he made us perfect, perfect creation. And that's how it was in the beginning, amen. And it was like that, amen, so we could fellowship with God, because without God being made in it, watch this, without God being in, watch this, without God being made in shape and form on the inside of us, being indwelled in the inside of us, we cannot enjoy the intimacy in the garden. Watch this. So if we was not the image of God, God would not dare be hanging out with us. God's presence will not hang out with you if you're looking too much like the world. God only hang out with folk that look like him. God only hang out with folk that reflect who he is. So I ask you tonight, who's your daddy? And if you say God, then you got to do the works of God. Hallelujah. So guess what? We cannot enjoy the intimacy in the garden with God. So after man's fall and then the original sin of Adam and Eve, Adam was now what? Exposed to sin. So when the voice of the Lord came into the garden, guess what it did? It convicted Adam of that sin, and watch this, and perfection had to be lived through righteous living and obedience. So when the sin came in, all of a sudden you got to work to keep up a standard. Watch this. Go to Genesis chapter 6, amen. Genesis chapter 6, people. Let me calm down a little bit. Now, in Genesis chapter 6, verse 7, the Bible says, and the Lord said, I will destroy man who I've created from the face of the earth, both man and the beast and creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I have made them. Okay? But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Watch this. Verse 9 of chapter 6 of Genesis. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in all his generations, and Noah walked with God. What? So Noah was a just man. The Bible also tells us that, amen, that the just shall live by his faith. So you are only made just when you have become intimate with faith that God has deposited on the inside of you that you have allowed to become a harvest. And the Bible says, amen, that Noah was perfect in his generation. Don't you know if Noah was perfect in his generation that you can be perfect in your generation? Don't you know if God made Noah to be perfect in his generation and you to be perfect, guess what? You can be a perfect in your family. You can be the one that make it out and walk in this perfection. I'm not talking about the perfection of the world when you think you're better than somebody. I'm talking about the perfection of the spiritual realm. Hallelujah. When you become walking in oneness and completionness of what God has given you to do in the earth realm, the assignment he's given you, the mandate he's given you, the mission that he's given you. And so what we have here now is a man named Noah. The Bible said he was a just man. Say one. Now we have Noah, a perfect man in his generation. Say two. Here we have a man named Noah that walked with God. Say three. So in order to be, watch this, in order to have this type of relationship with God as a prophet that Noah did, you got to be operating in faith as a just man. And then you got to be walking in oneness and completion in your, watch this, perfect means complete. So you have got to be what? Complete in what God has given you to do in your generation, too. And Noah walked with God. That is intimacy. That is fellowship. Okay, give me Genesis chapter 17, verse 11, quickly. Genesis 17, 11. I want to soak you with the word, amen, till that flesh wears out. Amen. I'm tired of people talking about, ain't nobody perfect, prophet. Ain't nobody perfect. That ain't Bible. That's Babel you're giving me. That ain't Bible. When a person come up to you and tell you, ain't nobody perfect, we all have sinned and come short of the glory. No. Guess what? You come short of the glory, but when I got Jesus, I got the glory. Amen. And if you're married, amen, the Bible says that your wife, amen, is the glory of the husband. If you're a woman of God and you married, my God, God has created, my God, he put you in your husband's life to shine. My God, will you shine, amen, the bright as the sun. Hallelujah. Amen. Every time you smile, there's a transfiguration going on. Oh, God, let me get back to preaching, amen, before I call my wife. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Anyhow, Genesis chapter 17, verse 1, the Bible declares and say, when Abram was 90 years old and 9, so he was 99 years old the Lord appeared to Abram and said, I am the Almighty God. In other words, I am El Shaddai. Walk before me and be perfect. You see that? God told the prophet to walk before me. Wait a minute. I thought the glory cloud goes before me. Well, the glory is telling you to walk before it. The Almighty God is telling you to walk before him. And if you walk in front of God, walking in front of the glory, then God has a great eyesight, front row seat to check you out. All right? Be thou perfect. Be you perfect. Guess what? God says, if you're going to walk ahead of me, oh, you're going to get this thing right. If you're going to walk ahead of me, you're going to be thou perfect because I am perfect. And that's how he was able to make his covenant between him and Abram. And guess what? The more that Abram walked ahead of God, he walked ahead of God. Guess what? It was because of this relationship that Abram had with God that God was able to transform Abram into Abraham. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. God was able to transform Abram into Abraham. And because he was married to a wife, when his name went through a change, that means his anointed went through a change. And because he went through a change, watch this, Sarah went through a change. So Sarai became Sarah. All because, oh, Jesus, this thing is good. I know the prophets are shouting right now. Amen. Just because, watch this, what God did in Abram, he did in Sarah. Excuse me. Abram became Abraham. Sarai became Sarah. He became a father of many nations. She became a mother of many nations. Why? Because they was walking in oneness. Why? Because they was walking in completion. Why? Because they was walking before the Lord and be thou perfect. Are you listening? See, the amen, the question you got to ask yourself, with Noah in the midst of the wickedness that was great in this earth and all that evilness, grace wasn't given, but Noah found grace. Are you listening? Grace wasn't given, but Noah found grace. Because of his relationship with God, Noah got into a place with his relationship with God that he tapped in. Oh, Jesus, I'm about to run. Excuse me. Noah tapped into a place with his relationship with God. Watch this. Watch this. That it caused him to find grace. How do I know this? I know this because, watch this. Watch this. Watch this. The Bible tells us that Noah found grace. If you read Genesis 6, 7, 9, okay? He found grace. He didn't want to be like everybody else. He was the first one to go and find grace before grace was given. And guess what Noah found out? Noah found out, amen, that he heard that his great-grandfather, Enoch, in Genesis chapter 5, preferably verse 24, that Enoch walked with God. So guess what? His great-grandfather was a prophet, so the lineage of the prophetic, my God, came through his grandfather, great-grandfather, Enoch, who walked with God, that God personally took up, and that residue fell in the lineage of Enoch, son, and it channeled down to Noah. Look at your neighbor, said, the oil flows from the head on down. Are you getting this tonight? So watch this. So Enoch walked with God as Noah had. In other words, Noah walked with God as his great-grandfather Enoch did. Watch this. So Noah had a made-up mind to not only be a just man and perfect in a generation, but he also wanted to walk with God. Amen. Do you want to walk with God? Listen, you got to be just man. You got to be tapping into walking in that faith and you got to be perfect in your generation. So in other words, your generation may be telling you to dress like a whoremonger. Your generation may be telling you to dress like a thug. Your generation may be telling you to dress like a goon. Your generation may be telling you to dress like a harlot. Your generation may be telling you to do those things, but you may say, uh-uh, I'm going to be perfect in my generation. I'm going to walk in completeness. Huh? Noah wanted to walk with God, amen? So now by the time we get to Abraham, God said, walk before me and be thou perfect. Okay? Abraham's walk had to be perfect in God. Abraham's walk had to be perfect in God in order for God to establish his covenant with him. Are you listening? In order for God to establish a covenant with you, God is not going to make a covenant with you and not make you to fit the covenant that he's making with you. Huh? Now, in Deuteronomy chapter 18, come on, quickly. Deuteronomy 18, chapter 18, verse 13. The Bible says, thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God. Are you listening? See that? Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God. So, amen. The Lord commissioned the priests and the Levites during this time to minister to him in the tabernacle. Okay? Now, this vital information, it only going to cement the fact that we are nothing and can't do nothing without the Lord. And we are not perfect without the Lord. But when we are with him, we are. Are you listening? Give me 2 Timothy. I want to humiliate the enemy. I want to humiliate all those Bible scholars out there tonight. Amen. Because they think, amen, you can't be perfect. I want to weigh out your doggone flesh tonight. 2 Timothy 3:16. I hope they can keep up. 2 Timothy. All right. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, it says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. Start all over. Read it again. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, 1, for reproof, 2, for correction, 3, for instructions, 4, in righteousness, 5-fold ministry. That the man of God may be what? Perfect. Thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So your obedience to the scriptures is going to make you perfect. Your obedience to the scriptures is going to process you. Your obedience to the scriptures is going to advance you. Are you listening? Matthew 5:48 says what? Be ye thou perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. That's Matthew 5:48. See? Are you listening? Now, Uncle Sam says you can be all that you can be in the army, but in the army of the Lord Jesus, he says, be ye therefore perfect. And guess what? The only way the only way that a person cannot be perfect is if they are not in Christ Jesus. That's the only way you can't be perfect. The only way you can't be perfect is if you don't got God. And guess what? And they are living underneath the curses of Deuteronomy 28. Or they are unsaved or have become a servant of sin operating in a backslidden state. Okay? Number 2, excuses man uses, especially the unsaved and the unlearned, are those involved in false doctrine, okay? They usually say, I'm a child of God, okay? Now, these type of people, they use excuses to justify their actions. They say, well, I'm a child of God just like you. Well, to qualify as a child of God, you got to be birthed out by God. You have to have the nature of God. Okay? All right? John chapter 8, when Jesus had that conversation with them scribes and Pharisees, he said, you do the deeds of your father. Then they say to him, we be not born of fornication. But Jesus broke them down and he said, we have one father, even God. And Jesus said, you are your father, the devil. The lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speak a lie, he speak of his own, for he's the liar and the father of it. And guess what? In the natural state, a person is born with looks and ways that are similar to the parents. And the parents see the child acting like the same way. And so, you know, you meet these people, they say, oh, you act just like your daddy. But it works in every realm of life of your leader. Guess what? If your leader is weak, it travels down to the person through spiritual inheritance. Then the troops going to be weak. If Donald Trump company failed and he's the CEO and his son is the president in the same company, it is going to affect him. Also, because he is connected through the chain of command. So if your daddy is the devil, the things he stands for, the acts he commits, you will do also. Are you listening, people of God? If God is your father, if God is your daddy, then why don't you act like your daddy? Spend time with your daddy. Do the works of your daddy. If God is your daddy, you wouldn't lie. If God was your daddy, you wouldn't use people. If God was your daddy, you wouldn't take advantage of people. If God was your daddy, you wouldn't backbite. If God was your daddy, you wouldn't lust. In fact, if God is your daddy, I should be able to look at you and see the reflection of your daddy. I should be able to look at the branches and see the fruit. But you know, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. So why you ain't following him if God's your daddy? The Lord told Joshua, amen, in Joshua 1:8, that the book shall not depart of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate thereon in day and night. But the problem is, if God is your daddy, you should be meditating day and night on the word of God, cutting yourself, allowing the word of God to take root. But nah, you say God ain't your daddy, TV is your daddy. You don't want to lift holy hands. You want to lift to change the channel. But you say, nah, God ain't your daddy. Well, guess what? Porn is your daddy. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Porn is your daddy. Fornication is your daddy. Adultery is your daddy. You don't want to turn from your warped mind. You want to turn to the next page. And if God is your daddy, you don't have no business struggling with the devil. I ain't struggling with the devil. The devil's struggling with me. In fact, if God's your daddy, all hell should be disappointed because you woke up this morning. Are you listening? Ephesians. Give me Ephesians chapter 4. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I like to honor, amen, elect lady on tonight, amen, my boo thing, my glory, my helpmate, amen, as she traveled to take the prophets home, amen. I didn't want to cancel it, amen. So she sacrificed, she's taking one for the team. So amen. I pray the angels of the Lord surround the vehicle in the name of Jesus. Now, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 20 through 24. The Bible declares, but ye have not so learned Christ. Hold it right there. You got to learn Christ by your actions. I can listen and be able to determine the fact if you have in fact learned Christ or have you not learned Christ. Because there's so many people, I don't care if you've been preaching for 50 years, you still got to be operating with the love of Christ, the character of Christ, the upright of Christ, amen. You can't look down on people. You can't thumb your nose up at people. And when you do that, that only lets me know one thing, that you have not so learned Christ. And in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 21, it said, if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, why you don't be preaching and teaching the things of Christ? Why you ain't got no New Testament in you? Why you ain't got no word in you? Amen? You have been taught by him as the truth as in Christ Jesus, that you put off concerning the former conversation. Why are you trying to connect back with old folks again? Oh, God. The former conversation, the old man. You're not the same person that you was last year. So why are you trying to get last year people to understand who you are now? They ain't going to understand you. If they clash with you, if they didn't get you when you was on levels, how you going to invite them back in your life and they can't even get you when you're around? Oh, Lord, somebody jumping and shouting right now. Get your praise on. Go ahead and do it, Jesus. Do it. Amen? That you put off concerning the former conversation, that's that old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. The lust, man, make that thing ain't good. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you put on the new man, which is after Christ, after God, is created in righteousness, true holiness. Amen? Watch this. Now watch this. The apostle said something that's very key. Apostle Paul said, you haven't learned Christ. Okay? And the thing about it, if you learn Christ, then the things you say you wouldn't say if you are a mature believer. Because the new man, then why you sound like the old man? If you're walking in that new man, then why you sound like the old man and not like your daddy, if in fact God is your daddy? Grandma used to say, if it walk like a duck, talk like a duck, then 9 times out of 10, it is a duck. Can I get a witness? All right, I got to hit this thing and go. Number 3, the reason or excuses many use is, God's not finished with me yet. Know that one? When people tell you, God's not finished with me yet, don't judge me. All right, let's work on this. When people tell you, God's not finished with me yet, all right, if you started cleaning your house, right, that was filthy, I'm talking about every room was filthy. Laundry wasn't done, dishes wasn't done, bed wasn't made, trash all over, and you started cleaning up the house a little bit, and right in the middle of cleaning, you just stopped. Let me ask you something. Would your house be clean? No, right? And it wouldn't, right? And we do that a lot of times when God is in the middle of cleaning us up. We kick him out and invite people over to our house, and now the house is more filthy than before. Okay? So God started cleaning your house up, your temple, which is your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. That's your house. Now watch this. God wasn't finished cleaning you up. He got you in the process, but you invited the enemy. And guess what? Is your house clean? No. And you make more of a mess. Koribasanda. Korosalarabosha. And the house is more filthier than before. Now watch this. Now in Acts chapter 9, I'm getting ready to end, amen, pretty soon. I don't know. When Paul was in his sinful state persecuting the church of Jesus Christ, Christ was not yet finished with him because he persecuted the church ignorantly. Matter of fact, he actually thought he was fulfilling the will of God till on the road of Damascus he saw a light from heaven and he submitted to that light. Saw more blind 3 days fasting and praying than he had in his own life. And after years of obedience to God, allowing the word to cut him, dwell in him, from the past life of listening to the Pharisees and Sadducees, Paul, who became a finished product when he allowed the Holy Spirit to have his way on the road to Damascus, amen. Now watch this. This is going to tell you who you are. Jesus told us in Matthew chapter 5 that you are the light of the world, and a city that is set on the hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bush, but on a candlestick, and it give light to all the house. Guess what? The house don't change a man of God. A man of God changes the house. Matter of fact, I was talking about this earlier, the Shunammite woman, when I was talking with the prophets. the 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8 and 9, that it fell on a day when Elisha passed through Shunem, where it was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as often as he passed by, he turned thither to eat bread. And the next verse in verse 9 says that she said unto her husband, behold, now I perceive that this is an holy man of God which passed by us continually. Okay? This woman had been watching the man of God. She ain't been lusting after him, but she been watching the man of God. Because guess what? She been watching the prophet because she had a need. And she recognized that I need a true prophet to make it manifest. Y'all ain't going to go with me tonight. Watch this. Watch this. So, yeah, amen. It was something about Elisha that this woman came to the conclusion that he was not only a man of God, but a holy man of God. And she had to see his life, okay, which was his way of living, his conduct, his conversation. Now, I don't want a flashlight because a flashlight is a temporary light. Matter of fact, its source is temporary, and its light is limited. And it starts out bright, but then over time you know that it gets dark because darkness, and then the light dims. And then another thing, a flashlight, you can only see so far with a flashlight, leaving you open, you know, the trip, you know, stumble and fall. But you won't fall if you allow the word to order your steps. Matter of fact, David said in Psalm 119, order my steps in thy word. You know, the songwriter said, order your steps, order my steps in your word, dear Lord. Lead me and guide me along the way. And let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Psalm 119. So when you line up everything according to the word of God to be led in God every day, allowing the fruit of your lips to be acceptable with the life as a daily sacrifice before the Lord. Amen. Proverbs chapter 13, amen. Verse 9. The light of the righteous rejoice, but the lamp of the wicked shall be put out. And what I get out of that is this, as I come to a close. To have your pilot light put out is when you know you are out of the will of God. Okay? An example of one pilot light is like King Saul. We know in 1 Samuel chapter 16 that we know that the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul. So guess what? The Spirit of the Lord came off of Saul, and another spirit, an evil spirit, the Bible says, came from the Lord, troubled him. So that lets us know the Lord can send an evil spirit on you. And guess what? Saul's light was put out, but he was still God's anointed. That's crazy, right? That his pilot light was out, but he was still God's anointed. And the anointing was on his life because the moment he said yes, he would have been able to tap in. But he was no longer operating under the anointing. Tell somebody affliction, I'm going to say that again. Tell somebody that affliction brings forth purpose. That's my time. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for this nugget on tonight. We thank you for thy holy word, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, I had no idea what was coming forth tonight, but Lord God, you did it. Oh God, Lord knows you did it. I pray that this word bombs somebody atomically, prophetically, apostolically. Lord God, I pray that this word saturate, Lord God. I pray that it makes somebody say, you know, enough is enough. I need to clean up what I messed up. Let this word cause somebody to go back to church. You've been out for a while, amen. You said, I ain't never going back. Them boogers done hurt me. My God, they scandalized my name, amen. That lady's all up in my business. I ain't going back again. But I heard the Lord said, this is your night, amen, to renew your covenant. Because the Bible said concerning Noah, amen, that he was a just man. Uh-huh. Perfect in his generations, and he walked with God. Mm-hmm. In the name of Jesus Christ. So, Father, we seal this word, and we cancel every backlash, retaliation spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, God. We honor you. We praise you. In Jesus' holy name, amen and amen. You are listening to the Wednesday Night Bible Study with Prophet Yehoshua Brown. The number is 347-945-5416. For those, we are stacked tonight. My God, we're stacked tonight. Amen. 347-945-5416. Amen. You can press 1 right now. If you're on the line and you have questions, comments, you was blessed tonight, you just want to shout, glory! My God, press 1. Amen. Step into the ring. The pastor will pat you through. Amen. You can go one-on-one with the prophet. Amen. Hallelujah in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So if there's anybody out there, press 1 right now. And make sure, you know, if you want to go live, amen. If you don't want to go live, amen, don't press 1. Amen. And that was a timely word, amen. You know, if you can't make the devil bleed, then cut yourself with the word of God. Amen. How many people say, I'm going to cut myself? And you know what cutting yourself is? It's really examining yourself. The Bible says, examine yourself whether you be in the faith. Amen? You got to judge yourself. Search me, O Master. Hallelujah. Well, we bless the Lord.
We have 313.
All right, 313. Step. 313, you're live.
We have 786.
Good evening, Prophet. That was an amen. Message, a great message to edify the saints, but I wish it was possible that it could be downloaded on Facebook, Periscope, and whatever, because there's so many people that need to hear it because it's not being preached. And then when you say it to them, they think that you think you know everything, but that was an awesome message today. It was awesome.
Really amen. You can download this message after the program. Pastor Hill will, you know, he will close the show down, and then within 15, 20 minutes, the site will be back up to where you can download this very message onto your phone, laptops, and whatsoever.
Oh, okay.
Amen.
I'll be sharing.
Amen. We bless the Lord for you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for tuning in. Amen. And thank God for you.
Amen, Prophet. This is Lady Young, 313. It was a problem with my phone, and it wouldn't unmute. So I love the word. I love the message tonight. It blessed me as usual. And I thank you for mentioning about making that statement that people make about God is not through with me yet. I just spoke on that Sunday, and I had some reference to that, so I thank you for that confirmation. And all the word was blessed. It was just awesome. I'm glad to know that we can download it. So I just wanted to let you know I'm thoroughly encouraged, and just continue doing what you're doing. God bless you.
Amen, amen. We thank, amen, God for you, amen, and for listening and being empowered by the word of God. I thank God for the word on tonight. I was going somewhere else tonight. I was going somewhere else, but I heard the Lord said, no, stay right there.
Yeah.
He said, you know, stay right there. If you can't make the devil bleed, cut yourself with the word of God. Because the Bible says in Hebrews that the word of God is a two-edged sword. So if the word is a two-edged sword, amen. Amen. We got to cut ourselves first, amen. Cut the things out of us, amen. Cut things off, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Well,
hallelujah.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Love you.
God bless you, amen. We love you too, amen. Is there anybody else that wants to come forward tonight? If the word of God impacts your life, you can press 1, step into the ring.
I don't see nobody else. They just...
Amen.
Hello?
Hello. I think you're still live.
This is Sister Angela again. I like the fact that you clarified the fact that spiritually we are perfect in Christ, because a lot of saints, you know, they use that term that I'm not perfect. And they have to know that when we walk not by the flesh, but by the Spirit. And in Christ, we are perfect. And so I like the fact that you clarified that, because I get a lot of that from a lot of people, you know, oh, nobody's perfect. Well, I am perfect because I'm in Christ. And it's
come on, come on now. Come on
makes
now.
You because he lives in the inside of me. So it's not about me anymore because old ass is mad and new ass took the throne of Christ. So
yes. Amen. Amen. So wonderfully explained thoroughly. Amen. That's what it's all about. Amen. Matthew 5:48-49, it was talking about be ye perfect in heaven as my Father in heaven is perfect. So, yeah, when people tell you, ain't nobody perfect now, you can tell they haven't been reading their Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if they're going to church every Sunday. You need to separate from them because they're truly not studying the Word. The Word doesn't support the usage of that word that says ain't nobody perfect. According to the Bible, we are perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how God is going to create Lucifer perfect but don't create you perfect?
Mm-hmm.
How did, watch this, he created Lucifer perfect. Before he fell, he was perfect. You better read Ezekiel. That book was created perfect. So why are you going to create him perfect and not give us that opportunity?
Well, we're in his image.
Amen. We're in the image of God, amen. His likeness. We have his nature, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. So we bless the Lord. If there's anybody else out there, you can press 1. Amen. Well, we're gonna end the show for this week. Amen. We're on 5 a.m. prayer Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Join us Friday morning, 218-632-0752. That's 218-632-0752. We bless the Lord for you. Thank you, everybody, for listening tonight. Go by our Facebook page, Shofar's Glory. Amen. Go by there. Show your love also on the like page. Amen. Cornerstone in April. We look forward to seeing you all. God bless you. We love you. Go to shofathersglory.org if you want to sow into the ministry. Information on the ministry, go to showfathersofglory.org. God bless you. We love you in Jesus' name. Shalom, Irv Tom. God bless you.
Let it be.